This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, what? I'm gonna do this. 20 hours have passed since your recent mission beneath the Zog Bank. The five of you, Filge, Bobby, Friezo, Baston, and Bobson, said your goodbyes to Sally Gunbear just hours ago as she grab-shooted from your helo, it's a helicopter, I asked him, into the fetid atmosphere of Calcutta, primed for her next assignment and her fur already looking dark and sleek as it regrows.
Oh, we shaved her, didn't we?
Yeah, we did shave her.
Oh,
yeah.
We shaved the bear.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, you are in...
I'm here anytime you need me to help.
Yeah.
Dave's not going to hear this for 2 weeks. He's going to be so upset.
You are in the Sky Crane, which I have discovered is a kind of helicopter.
Oh.
A very big helicopter. You're there. You're on your way. After putting your names, after hacking into the CPU and putting your names on the list of citizens of Freeside, you are going to the Needle, which is the elevator that will get you there.
In order to rescue Johnny PlayStation.
Sorry, we're taking a helicopter to an elevator?
Yep.
It's the future, baby!
In what ways is this elevator similar or different to the Great Glass elevator?
In terms of copyright?
Yeah.
Would you say it's legally distinct?
I'd say it's very legally distinct.
But to be actually distinct, like the Great Glass Elevator is just a thing, is just a rocket, right? It just shoots off. Yeah. But this is an elevator that goes to like a space station thing.
It goes to an orbiting space station full of opulence and opulent people.
So where does it start?
Well, that's where you're headed. And you are heading for this adventure, for the base of the Needle. It's a good Dave. I'm doing a good Dave. For the base of the Needle is located in none other than the state formerly known as Queensland.
Wait, we're heading to Queensland in Australia?
Yes.
What's it called now?
It's ooh.
The Federated Corporation of Nort Snort Darp.
Oh man, the wheels are coming up quick.
It's called South Queensland. It's very confusing. But the town of Brisbane...
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
But it's called New South Queensland, but it's the whole state of Queensland.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do I need to go into the law? I mean,
no,
okay.
It's fine.
The fabulous town of Brisbane remains the same.
Thank God.
And you can see it on the horizon, but for one key difference. Now, unlike Brisbane, last I checked, there is, in 2075, an enormous space elevator shooting out from the middle of the city.
No, that's actually there now.
Oh, is it? Good.
Yeah.
Palaszczuk is the infrastructure premier.
That is a very niche joke for our international listeners.
I'm just trying to impress the ABC. So you can see, can't actually see a lot of the city, but you can see the Space Needle. You're flying, you've just flown over the ocean, now you're flying over desert, you're coming in from the west. I would like you to do a perception check as you're in the helicopter.
17 plus 2 is 19.
Okay, great. Hing, that'll do it. Friezo, you have been on the flight for only a couple of hours because this is a future helicopter that goes very fast indeed. And you peer out the window, your eyes glance from the Space Needle to your more immediate environs, and you look down and you can see, even from your height, two Small explosions. Followed by two objects that are trailing smoke, and they are headed toward your helicopter.
Oh, no. So they're sending, like, other ships.
You have 10 seconds.
To greet us. Oh, okay. Evasive maneuvers. Who's flying this ship?
Bobson is. Yes, what?
Bobson, loop to loops.
Loop the what?
Loop to loops in the helicopter.
That's not a thing.
Oh, goodness. Okay, evasive maneuvers.
You know, the missile strikes the helicopter.
I said evasive maneuvers.
The missile strikes the helicopter, and all of a sudden, you hear a noise louder than any noise you've ever heard, and then a silence, quiet. That's the sort of bullshit he says. and all of a sudden, you're in free fall. You're in free fall. There are flames around you. The helicopter's going down. What do you do?
I summon Bushu. Let's go, buddy.
Oh, what is it?
Bushu, we're falling. Help me.
Oh, you should get out of here.
You're a dragon.
I can fly. You're fucked.
I hate this, Amelia. As a sidebar, can I get a new one?
I'm right here. Look, if I was you, I don't know, I'd use... You're falling, you're in the air. What is this, a plane? Like, maybe they're parachutes or something. I don't know.
Would you like to look for some parachutes?
Yes.
Okay, you have by the 20 seconds in
game. I rolled a one.
You rolled a one. Okay.
You strap what you imagine is a parachute to your back.
Is it a plane seat?
What do you think?
It's a plane seat, isn't it?
Quickly, man. You're going to die. I'm helping.
I'm going to try and land this helicopter safely.
Okay. Do you have that skill?
I have my own plane, and I figure that it's basically the same.
Also, Filge is a technomancer, right? Okay. So he just understands technology.
Okay, great. So you're going to kick Bobson out of the seat?
So
I'm just going to allow you to do that without an action. That's fine.
Okay, I elbow him in the face.
Oh, see ya.
And there's like, time. I don't know why I start doing this. Time for this bird to learn how to fall.
Okay, you wasted a lot of time saying that. So I'm going to ask you to do a dexterity saving throw, DC 15.
Oh, yeah. Not a good sign throwing the dice.
That's
on
an
the
18.
Table. It's an 18.
Plus, okay.
I have plus 5, so that's
okay.
Like
the,
20.
The controls... The controls of the bird, as you call it, start to shake under your hands, and you start to feel an affinity with the machine. You feel more and more in control. You're regaining some control. You manage to pull up and change the velocity to less velocity. and the chopper lands with a thud that you think could have been a lot worse than it was. Each of you please take 5 hit points of damage.
Ow.
Oh, by the way, all your hit points are restored.
Oh, thank God.
Not now. Restore them, then take 5 away.
I was quite drunk during that, because while all that was going on, I was just I had some whiskey on me that I just like downed. So do I get less hit points sent away because I was like my body was so relaxed?
Sure.
Want it? Great. So how many?
Sorry?
How many did
3.
I? Great. It's always good to ask.
And now you find yourself in the desert and you're very dehydrated.
Yeah.
From all the whiskey you've been drinking.
So, the dust is clearing. What do we want to do?
Do I have my motorbike with me?
Okay, that's a very good question. Your motorbike was on the chopper.
And did it survive the crash?
I think you might want to look for it.
I'm looking for my motorbike.
Yep. It's an easy one. You got to beat 10.
I did not find my motorbike.
Okay.
Can somebody see my motorbike, I yell out.
Can I look for his motorbike?
Well, Simon, even though he failed, he can still see things. So I'll give you the lay of the land. There's no motorbike in sight, but you are smack bang, as far as you can tell, in the middle of the desert. There is wreckage all around you. To the north, you can see just sand. There's a lot of sand. If ever you were in the need for sand, this is your place.
Okay. I fill up a couple of water skins full of sand.
Do you have water skins on you?
Well, I did. I mean, yes.
Okay, yeah, you do.
Adventure.
Are they full of water currently?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, me never seen tiny red jewels like this before. Must be rupees. We're rich. So and then I throw them in the air, the sand,
yep,
rubies.
Yep.
And then also I fill my, I tip out my water skin.
Great, good.
And I fill my water skin with rubies.
Okay, wonderful. You now have no water, but you do have some heavy sand.
All right, I'll write rubies.
Okay. Put in brackets sand, though.
Okay.
Just pop that in the old parentheses there. Would anyone else like to take a look around?
From where we are, can we see the Space Needle?
You can. It is probably estimating... I was going to learn miles today. I'm not going to do it. It's about 100 k's away.
He's, he's
upway or sideway?
The base of it... Okay. No, this is a fine question. This is basically a Pythagoras...
okay.
Is it 100 kilometres in the sky?
It's a lot more than that because it goes to fucking space. Oh, no, wait. Maybe... Am I being stupid now?
10 k's to space.
10 k's and you can be in space?
What?
300 k's to low Earth orbit.
Say that again, sorry?
300 k's to low Earth.
You can stay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Everyone who got it wrong has to leave.
Okay, guys, here's what I'm thinking. If we can salvage scrap metal, we get the rotors, we bend them into like... sleds. No, like sled kind of runners.
Oh.
We can use the motorbike to pull us all towards the city into the Space
like,
Needle.
Like a cross between Mad Max and Santa.
Yeah, exactly. Mad Santa.
Okay, that's a good plan. You're going to have to find the motorbike.
All right.
guys, you got to help.
We've all seen the motorbike. We all know what it looks like.
Well, I will say, you're not actually looking for a motorbike because, as you know, when you're on the helicopter, you saw it was packed in like in a crate.
Not
the kind of crate that I would say you would see in a Tintin comic.
Could things have gone out of the helicopter while we were spinning and falling?
No, it feels like the debris would be pretty localized.
Okay.
Can I ask this is probably a very dumb question.
Sure.
I'm sorry. But didn't we give the bike to an employee for a lottery?
No, we killed him.
We killed him.
Did we kill him?
Yeah, you pretended it was for him and then you used him as a human shield.
I did or who did?
No, that was me.
Simon did.
Alright. So then we didn't give it to his widow or something?
No, you have the bike. I don't know why you're trying to bargain your way out of having a motorbike in the desert.
We have the motorbike.
Well,
we have to find it.
Alright, I roll perception and I roll a 2.
Great.
I roll a 2.
Alright, it's all you, bastard.
Stand back. 5.
So right. I guess the rest of the episode is...
Maybe we should go into the helicopter.
This is not a hard one. Like, I really... No, that's fine. You can't find the motorbike. It's just... it's right now, it's beyond you. What you do see, though... this doesn't have any perception, Shep, because they're getting quite close. You do see some dust rising up from the west. So it's from the south. From the direction that you actually saw those two explosions coming from.
Yep.
And you see what starts to look a bit like humanoid figures taking shape, coming at you quite fast.
And it's all like real blurry at the horizon.
You know, like the shimmery shimmer?
It's all shimmery and blurry, but with dust.
Yeah, so we're shooting this in like the golden hour. You're
sorry? We're shooting this in the golden hour, absolutely.
It's a very specific joke, hang on. So as the figures approach, I say we should hide in the wreckage so we can sneak attack them.
Yeah, you should get up on the roof so you can pick him off with a gun.
Yeah, we use someone as bait.
Bag's not.
Bag's doing it. Bag's
okay.
Bait.
Okay.
Okay, you want to be bait? And Bobson's like, well, I really thought that was going to go differently.
I'm going to pretend to be dead.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, the wreckage, there's debris in front of the wreckage. You're kind of hiding, pretending to be dead among the debris.
Yep.
Hing, are you going to stand on top of the wreckage with your gun?
No, because it's a cult, so it's not long range.
Sure.
So I'm going to actually hide, and then I'm going to spring out.
Okay, so you're hiding kind of in the chopper.
I'm going to put a bit of like metal over the top of me and cover that. Get Filch to cover me with dirt, so it looks like there's just ground, and I'll pop up at an opportune time.
Ooh, okay, great. I should say, by the way, this doesn't affect this necessarily, but it is enormously hot. It's about 50 degrees.
Have we ever been this hot before, do you think?
Do you measure hot in size?
Sorry?
You said enormously hot. Is that a... Do you measure hot in size? I'm bigly hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got a very small hot.
It is so hot that you take 2 hit points of damage.
Well, I'm just going to use a bit of wood then instead of a bit of metal.
Where'd you get wood from?
The crates.
Good call.
Well, Bobby is like, I've got to find some wood. And he lifts off the wood, revealing the motorbike, but he doesn't see it. And he just puts it on his head. So the figures are getting closer. Who has... You can't see anything because you're kind of hiding. Mm-hmm. You're pretending to be dead.
Face down.
Face down?
Yeah.
Can someone tie my hands behind my back so it looks like I've been kidnapped?
Just put your hands behind your back. That's my advice to you, I say from under the dirt.
All right. But then they won't...
What's Bobson doing?
Bobson was really not expecting a choice in this. He's going to hide with Hing.
Okay, right, hiding.
All right, so I, have my hands, holding my hands behind my back.
They're coming at you from the front. Like, I don't see what the problem is here.
Because then I need, my story needs to be convincing that I...
To you?
When they come.
Okay, all right. So you got your hands behind your back?
Shut up, Bobson.
Okay, yeah.
And then I kind of stumble out. And I look helpless, which is actually very hard for me.
Very hard. Okay, so you're the only one who can see them, and as they arrive, you see three figures. The first is on some of these suggestions were taken from our patron, our supporters, who want the sort of stuff they wanted to see in this story. Some of them have not been taken from there. Some of them are just stupid ideas that I had. For example... The first, you see what looks to be a humanoid figure, sort of halfway between man and orky sort of thing.
Wait, which half?
No, not, like, literally, just he looks malformed and irradiated.
Oh, steady on.
So this person looks like half an orc but isn't a half orc?
No, it's a key difference.
Okay. So it's like an orc that melted.
they have, they're wearing, like... corrugated iron armor, sort of not, you know, particularly amazing. He's wearing a helmet with a slit there.
It's an orange stack hat.
Yeah. If you knew what a Queensland police uniform looked like, you'd notice that those are the tattered remnants of one of them. And he's riding what, in the common vernacular, is known as a battle roo.
Is that a type of Segway?
A battle roo is a genetically augmented kangaroo. With armor.
Why didn't you get me to draw that?
And he has in his hand an evil-looking jousting stick.
He's gonna joust.
The kangaroo does?
No, the
melted orc. The
kangaroos have very little hands, so it would probably be really hard.
Right. Yeah. So orcism is a misdirect. They look mutated.
Yeah.
So you were being racist.
I was being really orc racist. Yeah. Behind him is a man looking similar to him on like a little motorbike. It's actually a postie bike. Yeah. And he's got an Uzi. And behind him, being towed by the postie bike, is a woman. And she is on what is kind of like a wakeboard. And she's being towed.
A wakeboard?
A wakeboard.
A wakeboard being towed by the postie bike.
Oh, not a wankboard.
No, not a wankboard. I don't know why you thought it was that thing.
Because you said it.
I did.
And the guy on the...
wankboard.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
where you wank.
It's easy to clean.
Okay, sure. You don't know what a wankboard is? You don't know what a wankboard is. It's a board that they're using to tow, and you know what? They wank on it, too.
Sorry, Ben, point of order. Is she wanking?
No.
All right. The man... No. The weird melty orc riding on the battle roo goes, "Well, well, well, what have we got here? Oh, yeah."
Is he Australian?
Yeah, he's like this. He's been here for a while. He's a convict.
And one of the postie bike pulls up and he's like, you can't really make out what he's saying, but he's like, "Oh, what you fucking get here, you mad kids?"
Can I understand what he's saying?
Can you understand what he's
Absolutely
saying?
Absolutely not.
No.
just I want to check my language proficiency. What language are they speaking?
English, common.
So I can understand that then, because I got proficiency.
Can you understand it?
Go again.
You ain't gonna find your fucking survive, cunts.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking survive here, cunts.
Well, if that's what you think.
We're gonna fucking kill.
Kill him. Yeah, I heard that.
I try and speak their language. So Philjack clears her throat and goes, Please help me, fellow travelers.
Oh boy.
Maybe taken hostage.
Okay, we're gonna go into combat.
Yeah, the dude on the Battleroo hops forward with his like metal lance, and there's like crackling energy at the end of it, and charges you, Filge, on his Battleroo. With an 18, makes contact, and crackling energy shoots through you.
Oh, and do you know what? Sorry. Because your hands aren't actually tied behind your back, and because you just got electrocuted, you wave your hands around, and no. the jig is up. So maybe you should have tied your hands.
Well, no one tied them for me!
One second. Take a saving throw, DC 15.
That's a one, number one.
So you get so electrocuted, go all freezy, and you miss your next action. Bobby, you are next.
I use my magic magic thief whisper to Freezo.
Now, I don't know if that's true.
That's a thing that Dave gave me in the castle once.
Yeah, they have the...
So I say to Freezo, tell me when somebody... I'm going to delay my turn, and if there's somebody nearby, I'll pop out, get Freezo to yell.
So you're communicating that with Freezo?
Yeah, so he can hear me.
That's your action.
I'm going to delay my turn until such time that there's somebody nearby.
Okay.
Okay.
Freezo, you're up.
Freezo just grabs some like scrap metal from around the
yes, there's some lying around.
Yeah. The ship, and just kind of like straps it to his body like it's armor.
Okay. With what?
What?
With what?
With like some adhesive he has.
Okay.
So you're gluing metal to yourself.
To the clothes. To the clothes I'm wearing.
Okay, while you're doing that, Uzi, the guy riding the posty bike, shoots at you with his Uzi.
He can't see me, though. I'm hidden in the plane.
Oh, wait, you're hidden?
I'm hidden.
Oh, okay, you're doing nothing. So who's around?
Me, unfortunately. Yeah.
And you've just been shocked.
So Uzi does a sick skid on his bike.
And the woman he's towing comes to an end?
Yeah, he can do it. Right, I'll make a roll for his sick skid. 9. Well, he skids and falls over a bit. But Snot, who is the girl on the wakeboard, jumps off and...
Does Baston have a move, by the way?
Not yet.
Okay.
But he'll go next. And she's going to put Filge on her wakeboard.
Okay.
This because they can't see anyone else.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's got a strength check. 12. Yeah, she's got Filge. whoops. I didn't plan that. Okay.
And she has picked me up.
No, she's kind of rolled you onto the wakeboard.
On her wankboard.
Next, Baston. Yeah. Baston.
Yeah, now that you don't want it to be a wankboard, you're on it.
Baston stands up and takes a swing at Bouncer on his thing and misses. We're up to Bobson.
Bobson does not like this at all.
Yep.
But Bobson is a sneaky fellow.
Yes.
I think he has a gun. because he's security. He has a gun.
All right, who do you want to shoot at, Bobson?
I would like to shoot at the Roo.
Okay, at the kangaroo, okay.
Yeah.
No, so
Bobson, you're going to reveal us if you shoot.
I'm going to reveal myself.
Oh, because he's inside the thing, right?
Yeah, Freezo.
Can Freezo do a cunning action and just, like, hold him down so he can't?
No, Bobson's going to do what he's going to do.
Fuck. Bobson does... and I say, let Bobson be Bobson! And then I fire at the... I fired the guy on the kangaroo.
Thank you.
Okay, he's on a kangaroo.
19!
Okay. Doing D10 damage. Okay, so you do 7 points of damage to the kangaroo, and which kicks Bouncer off.
No, I did it to Bouncer. Sorry.
Oh, you were shooting a Bouncer on the kangaroo? Well, he is upset at you. So we
my
are...
turn!
No,
my
you're
turn.
Knocked out by the zapping.
Because you got zapped out.
Hey, what are the other? Am I near any of these other people yet? Has there been an opportunity?
Snot has come to a glide near you.
Okay.
And I'm on that board.
She's not on the board anymore. She's rolled you onto the board.
Onto the board.
And what is the board connected to the motorbike with?
A chain.
Posty bike.
Posty bike. Okay, Bouncer has got up because he got kicked off and he's hurt and he's going towards where the gunshot came from. So he's going towards you, but we're back to you, Bobby.
Okay, I'm gonna like sneak a little peek.
Yep.
Is the guy still on the posty bike?
Yep.
I'm gonna use my electric rod to electrify the chain to carry the current all the way through the bike and electrocute him through the motorbike.
You will maybe also electrocute Filge if you do that. because she is connected on the other side to a corrugated wank board.
I can cop it. I can cop it.
Is it a metal board?
Yes.
No. You'll definitely electrocute her if you do it. But it's up to you. Bobby,
then
what are
I
you going
to do? I lower the bit of thing back
no,
down.
No, I mean, you didn't do nothing.
Okay.
No, you, I mean, I will say you will electrocute her, but he will come off a lot worse.
All right. I say, sorry, Belch. And I do that.
Can you do a check for me? I just want to ask what kind of check this is.
Mm-hmm. Could do it. But it's quite hard. You hit to hit the chain. The chain is like just a little thin little chain.
But near it? I'm right near. You said I was right. I could reach out without
okay,
revealing myself.
Okay, do it. Why not? Let's see what happens.
What do you get?
Four. Misses. Okay, Friezo, it's you.
All right. So just a bit of context. Remember last episode, Friezo gave Bobson the piss pants and asked for one axe. Of loyalty, yes?
Yes.
This is that act of loyalty he's calling on now.
Okay.
Friezo grabs his gun, puts it to Bobson's head and says, you need to trust me, and then and then swings out covered in metal armor and goes, yay, cunts, I've got one right here!
Okay,
do
a persuasion check, persuasion.
Yeah, these people are not bright, so let's say a DC 11.
11!
It's not necessarily enough to convince them immediately, but it does give them pause. And
Uzi goes,
it's Cass.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you can't. Cass.
Is this marauding warrior been watching a lot of Tool Time? Or
yeah, it's all I got here.
Intertextual.
Okay.
So yeah, they're confused. You could use this moment of confusion.
Filge, you missed your last action, but now you wake up.
I'm making up for it, baby. I'm going to go into a frenzy.
Yep. Okay. Got to give a reason. Always got to give a reason.
I'm mad about being on a wank board, which is disgusting, and you should never be put on one without giving your permission.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm going to pick up the wank board.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack... Spork? What's snot?
Snot.
I'm going to attack Snot with it, so I'm going to like use the side of it to get her
okay,
in
great.
The neck.
Just whack
give
her.
Give us a roll.
Event.
Just roll the dice.
No, I have to roll two, I'm pretty sure.
No, I want you to roll a d20.
What?
You got to try and hit her.
Yeah. I have to roll two and I go... I have
oh, yeah,
to
yeah, the yeah, wheels yeah, are yeah, falling yeah, off. Yeah, the bloody yeah. wheels.
Sam go. Doesn't even know. I'm going to roll two just in case. Yeah.
at two and a one. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Have you rolled anything higher than a five this whole fucking game? What are you doing?
Okay, Snot nimbly dodges out of the way because you're still a little hazy from the electrocution and hits you with her rake.
Oh, yeah, Snot has a rake.
That's all she's got, a rake.
But it's a metal rake.
A metal rake on a wank board. And 17, she hits you and does... 8 points of damage.
By a rake.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Roll to six.
Like shit.
This maximum damage. Okay, Baston takes a swing at the man on the roof and hits with a 20. I'm the best! And does fucking two, does eight, just slices the fucking guy in half. Just chicane!
So hang on, that's with your sword?
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Just slices him from neck to gizzard.
Great, and because that is a 20, it does actually do that. You went for Uzi on this, the guy on the motorbike or the boy
no,
on the roof?
No, the guy, he was by Bouncer who was going towards...
Yep, great. And as you do that, you feel the sword glow with an eldritch magic that is uncommon yet familiar to you. He says this shit all the time.
No, but normally it's relevant in some way. A detail would be relevant. Do I need to know that?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
Fuck. Okay, Bobson. Bobson's next.
I still, by my count, have 3 bullets left in my gun.
Okay.
I turn them on Uzi.
No. Bobson, this is the act of loyalty. He's not allowed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bobson's got a gun to his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, Bobson goes...
And if he moves, I'll fucking kill him.
Yeah. Bobson goes, oh, he's got me. Oh, he's just like you and he's got me.
Okay, and give...
And hang on, I want to see if he can keep the smile off his face. He can.
But given pause by the fact that their leader has been sliced in half, Uzi and Snot kind of take pause and their focus is on you, Frieza.
Yeah.
Okay, so Frieza goes, I'm a
had some orders from the commander. We're all meant to just take a bloody minute for a second.
Can't.
No, actually, it's not a two-way street. They're like, what?
You knew him like that.
Okay, this time you get very suspicious.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you what I'm going to do. You're going to just shit put down your women. This is going to be a fine time.
Who's
left? Look, look at me.
Okay, great. Right.
Snot and Uzi.
Snot throws her rake very hard at you. Plus, that's 20.
Yeah, she can hit.
But not natural. She hits you with a rake.
And does.
One.
No, 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. But the jig is up.
The jig is up. All right. I'm sure.
Whose go is it?
It would be... Who was that? Who just took... Bobson took his go. Bouncer is dead. Uzi has an Uzi. So I guess Uzi will use his Uzi?
Yeah.
Uzi uses Uzi? Uzi uses his Uzi and
is
misses.
Is called Susie?
Uzi the Susie's... Okay. And he just sprays bullets. Just sprays bullets wildly.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're back to you, Bobby.
Okay, so if my calculations are correct, they're between me and the plane.
Yes.
And those guys facing that direction.
So you're behind them.
I'm behind them, so I'm going to do a sneak attack.
Yep.
And go for Uzi.
Uzi.
Yeah, Uzi, and just give him a massive crack with my python. Is that what it's called? Rattlesnake? What's the name of my electric stick?
Save it for the wakeboard, mate.
What's the name of my electric stick?
You've got like a shock mace or something.
Yeah, it's called it's got a snake name.
So you hit Uzi.
Yeah, like a crack him in the back of the head, but electrify him at the same time.
Yep.
I'm going to use my dice of inspiration because that was a shit roll.
But it's also a sneak attack, so you get advantage.
Oh, okay, oh, yeah. Great. That is a 20, my friend. Yeah.
All right, and...
You hit Uzi, because this is a critical hit, you hit Uzi with your stick. He starts convulsing.
I grab his Uzi.
You grab his Uzi. Great, you can do that because he's doing that. As he starts convulsing, he also catches fire.
Unnecessary, but all right.
It's like in the Green Mile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When do the bees come out?
And, hello, bees.
And he's a smoldering wreck atop his thing. That is so distressing that Snot just turns and runs.
All right, I take aim.
Do.
And as she runs away, I fire at her. So what do I have to roll to hit?
What'd you roll?
I rolled an 18.
Yeah, that'll
yeah.
Do it. Okay, you shoot her in the back of the head. How'd that feel?
And she falls, and it's like kind of sad.
Oh!
As she drops, there's just kind of a lull. And
Can I ask? Okay, sure. But can I ask a question? If I kill someone with a gun
do I get
a temporary hit?
No, absolutely not.
What?
No.
See, if you'd asked me that, you could have gotten past me. But no, of course not.
Why not?
The
hit points don't know
because
who killed them.
Because there's no link between you and the victim. They're like 30 yards.
I kiss the gun at night.
If you can find
save it for the wankboard, mate.
If you can find a magical person to give you a connection with your gun,
to enchant the gun,
then yes.
Okay.
And I pray that day never comes.
Does it have to be a magical connection?
It's a new
side
quest.
Yes, you can't just stick his wiener in it if that's what you were thinking.
All right. Well, then, if everyone's dead, we loot the bodies.
Okay.
Well, we loot the hell out of those bodies.
Okay, great. You can't really get at Uzi because he's still like a smoldering mess on top of his motorbike.
How's his gun, though?
I got it.
Bobby has his gun.
Okay.
On Snot, you find some rough coinage.
Is it just 1 and 2 cent pieces?
It is old Australian 1 and 2 cent pieces. You find her rake. Oh, no, she threw that at you. You find a water skin.
Ooh.
And you find very little else. On
The leader.
Bouncer.
Yeah, what do they find on Bouncer?
They find two halves of a jacket. And the battle roo just kind of hopped off.
Oh, no.
I
wanted to check in her pocket.
Hang
on, do any of you have an animal thing?
Yes. Wait,
She's kind of milling around.
Yeah, speak draconic, open brackets, beasts, close brackets.
Damn.
Okay, can you work out what he has to do to tame the roo?
Make a roo taming check.
DC 12.
Is that Arcana or is that Insight?
Well,
it's root taming, mate. Root taming. Fucking rocket science.
Well, it's just not here on the list.
You don't have root taming. No, it would be your.
It'd be charisma. Animal care. Oh, animal handling. That's it. Oh, that's right. No. So that's wisdom. All right. So it's plus nothing. All right.
Here we go.
What about charisma? Is that charisma?
I've DC got plus 12. One wisdom. Should I?
A battle rune cares not for your charisma.
All right. So what do I need?
DC. I'm going to change. DC 14.
DC 14.
Yeah, nice.
That is a
15.
Yes.
All right. That fucking rune.
The battle rune kind of looks at you and lowers its little face and kind of does this. And nuzzles you.
Then it kicks you. Nah.
I just very calmly, because obviously I've got good animal handling, I just rub its belly to see if there's anything that'll
happen. There's a baby kangaroo.
Oh!
<in it>.
Ooh.
Gimme!
Alright, I say the challenge is on. Whoever does the adventure will receive this child, Roo.
I pick up the rake and I shove the end of it into Friezo's throat. And I say, give me that.
I just walk up and I wave the Uzi and say, give me the kangaroo.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I place the... It's a healthy little baby, right?
It's a healthy little baby.
I place the healthy baby on the ground and I say, let the roo decide.
The thing is, battle roos are hugely maternal. It kicks you in the face.
I like it.
La 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 la. Yes, quite a bit. Quite a bit of damage. Oh! 10.
What?
Yeah. Just like...
And so the battle root did it because you held it, the baby?
The battle root did it because all the battle root is concerned is that Friezo just took the baby out and put it on the ground.
She's quite such a good mother, why did she bring her baby into battle?
Oh, so,
where else is she going to leave
it? A woman can't have a job that's dangerous? Is that what I'm...
I stand corrected.
Well, clearly, the roo will not trust Friezo now, so I also kick King in the Friezo in the face to show that I understand what it's like.
All right, do a roll. What do you got?
Okay, go.
You got 14.
Oh,
it's a 2. You fall over. The roo's still... Okay, you can have a new dice.
Baston...
The roo still trusts you, though, but the baby's back in the pouch.
Yeah. All right. All right. So we have got a roo, we've got a postie bike. Can we all fit on those?
You've also, if you look for Bobby's bike, I will also say if you want to do another search of the crash site, you can.
We'll give that a crack.
Would you roll? Oh my God.
Dice on the table, please.
I got a 16 plus my perception, which is 2. I got an 18.
Okay, please. So you find the crate that has Bobby's motorbike in it.
Ray.
You also find a crate that has an all-terrain vehicle.
All right.
That was strapped to the side of the heli thing, which you would have noticed earlier.
No, wait. We looked around and we didn't see.
You rolled like 2s. It was like partially buried in the sand, but not by a lot. It was one of those things. You know what it feels like? It's like, where are my glasses? They're on my head. That's how stupid you feel. You see that the fuel gauge is empty. There's no fuel in it anywhere. Bobby's motorbike has about a quarter of a tank.
Oh, it seems to me that I probably would have filled it up before going on a mission.
Well, it seems to me that you just take a hit point of damage.
Can we put...
It's very hot.
Can we put... Guys, says Hood. Let's put helicopter fuel in the motorbike. Siphon it off with water skin.
That is very good.
That is very...
And if you don't let it do that...
No, go for it.
You're a bad DM.
So that's what
if
you
I was
to
Dave,
do.
I'd probably give that a dice of inspiration.
I will not do that.
Okay,
so you siphon off using your water skins. And which motorbike are you going to put it in? Are you going to clear the corpse off the other one or are you going to put it in Bobby's?
How big is Bobby's? Bobby size or regular size?
Bobby's is hard. Split the diff.
You could fit two people on it.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's just not a good size for anyone?
No, it's bit big for Bobby. Bit small. Yeah, yeah, it's terrible.
Which one do you think?
It's a terrible motorbike.
Which one do you think?
I think.
Or you can try it in the ARV.
I think we should put it in the all-terrain vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Let's put it in the all-terrain vehicle.
Okay, great.
So I will ride on my road.
So you use your water skins to put the helicopter fuel, which is kind of leaking out of the side. It's kind of gushing into the thing. Okay, cool.
And, yeah, we fill it up.
The water skins that are full of rubies?
No, the one that we took off's not. Okay. I'm obviously not going to pour out my rubies. So it takes a little longer.
So you pour out more water.
Pour it into the kangaroo's pouch.
Yeah.
Oh, the water, not the petrol.
I was also confused by that.
Yeah, we pour it into the pouch.
Okay, great. And you put it in the all-terrain vehicle.
We're not going to drown that baby.
No, the baby's having a kangaroo jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi?
A kangaroo. Yeah, I tried to. I didn't get it either.
You would have got dice inspiration if you had.
Yeah, well.
Okay, yeah.
Who's going to start?
Me.
Okay.
Wait, what, were you going to say the all-terrain vehicle?
Yeah.
Good.
Me. Okay. And not to give too much away, but how close is everybody to the all-terrain vehicle?
I am quite far away. I'm starting my bike a good 100 metres away. In fact, I probably have a head start. I'm heading off towards that space elevator.
Frieza's on his battle roo, and just so we're clear while he's riding the battle roo. He's meditating and just recovering some hit points is what he's
okay.
doing.
So here's the thing. Phil, you have the key in the ignition. I'd like you to do a wisdom check.
Where are the expensive dice?
I think Dave took
them in
Melbourne.
They're a little... You can't have them. They're gone.
Trust us with them.
I don't like the big ones. All right.
So we don't have dice, Cam. Dave's the only one who knows how to operate it.
I got wisdoms. It's a nine.
It's a nine.
Not enough.
No. You start the car.
That's great.
Yeah, but... Okay, so two things happen quite quickly. One, the car starts.
Yay!
And then it explodes. Like, almost imperceptibly. No, like, you would think that the car just exploded, but I want to be very clear that it started and then exploded. But it
obviously
would seem like the same event. You are thrown quite far, and you take... How many hit points do you have?
Upwards or...?
Diagonal.
Oh.
towards the space elevator or...?
Away. So it's not even... and you take... what do you reckon's fair?
Give a D10.
Roll
this one, this boy. Six.
6 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
You guys are messed up.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
You guys weren't that far away from it, so you each take two. And so do you.
Oh.
And so does Bobson. Actually, Bobson takes a bit more. Bobson takes like five.
Why?
Because he was really close, being really supportive. I believe in you!
When we searched the bodies, were there any sort of like ID chips that we could take,
sure,
or like some medals or like a badge or anything? So if we ran into some people,
Yeah, there were. There was a kind of brand on them. We don't need to do any checks. There was a brand on all of them, and also you kind
like
of
a cattle brand.
Like a cattle brand.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't see it on the charred body. It went through the other one, so that's not in a great state.
Okay.
It's on there.
All right, I'll cut out one of them. I'll cut out the remaining one.
Are you going to look at it or anything, or are you just going to cut it out?
Oh, yeah, what's it look like?
The brand, as far as you can tell, it's not really that model. You can tell it's like a skull and there's some other details.
Cool.
Says that.
Give me.
And you can also see the direction that they came from, I should say.
We've cut that out. So do we want to go... As in, I've cut it out in case we just show anyone who we...
Yeah, if we just show somebody's, like,
flap
piece
of flesh.
Yeah.
As a trophy. Look, in the wilds of Australia, you sometimes need a grizzly trophy to prove you're the alpha dog.
Oh, should we all grab bits of the other remains just for trophies?
If you'd like, sure. You cut the other skulls out, one of them's cut in half, and one of them is badly, badly charred.
Are any of their heads big enough that I could wear their skulls as a helmet?
Oh, my God!
They're rolled!
Being the size that I am.
Yeah, the charred one.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to cut off his head and wear his head as a helmet.
Not his head, his skull. Because his flesh is burnt off. Mad Max, baby.
Okay. Now, to the north, like I say, there is sand. To the east, about 100 clicks, is the needle. To the south, where they came from, about a kilometer or two away, you can see kind of the shape, roughly, of what looks like a camp.
And smoke rising.
All right, so if we want to do Dave's story...
we have to go to the camp.
We'll go to the Space Needle, probably.
Right.
But I think there's probably some good treasure in the camp.
Also, do we have enough petrol to get all the way into town, or do you think
no.
we need to get...
No, absolutely do not.
Okay, so that'll be our best chance
to get some petrol.
For, all right. Well, for guzzling.
Well, all right, so, yeah. Friezo says, all right, I'm going to... Because Friezo's in the battle armor that he made. He's on the battle roo. He's got the grizzly trophy. He's definitely going to the camp.
So, just Friezo, what are you guys going to do?
I'll go with him. If you guys want to come with me, we can make rudimentary skis out of bits of the crates, and I'll tow you behind me like water skiers.
Okay, so...
Why don't we use the chains and do the prisoner idea and pretend to be prisoners, and you can be like our captor.
Indeed.
Can I be one of the captors because I have a skull head?
yes. Great. You can be second in command.
Great. So my scum nickname will be... Skull Farter.
Oh, do me. What's Frieza's?
Okay, Frieza's is...
Skull Farter. Just getting that down.
Yeah. Frieza's is Gooch Punter.
G'day, I'm Gooch Punter. All right, is that the right voice? G'day, I'm
You have a while to work it out, because as the dragon friends with... Filge bound with rudimentary lashings, and Baston the same, and Bobson just happy to be there as three fake prisoners, three, are taken toward the camp, the unknown, by two dragon friends. But are they pretending to be otherwise? Will this deception of all deceptions get past the wily wiles of these unknown raiders with the skull for a brand, as these dragon friends march, or dare I say, glide over sand into the unknown? You must find out the next time on this, the show you're listening to, The Dragon Friends!
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Eden Lacey, and Simon Greiner, and are DM'd by me, Dave Harmon, with NPC voices by Ben Jenkins. Shakira Khan designs our website, and the podcast is edited, the theme written by, and all live music performed by Mr. Benny Davis.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.